This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why low engagement is a leadership communication failure. Why your managers are the reason nobody cares about their job. What happened? Gallup's latest research reveals employee engagement has fallen to troubling lows, and the data points directly at leadership as the primary culprit. Workers are disconnected, unmotivated, and checking out. This is not a compensation problem or a remote work problem. Gallup's numbers make the case plainly. When engagement collapses, follow the chain of command upward, and you will find the source. The communication angle. Here is the question this data forces every executive to confront. If your employees are disengaged, what exactly are you saying to them every day? The answer, in most organizations, is almost nothing that matters. Leaders fill calendars with status updates, metric reviews, and announcements. What they skip, consistently and fatally, is the one conversation that actually builds engagement: the direct, personal exchange where a manager tells an employee why their work is meaningful and where it is going. That conversation does not happen in a town hall. It does not happen in a company newsletter. It happens one person at a time, with eye contact and specificity. Here is what most managers do instead. They speak in aggregates. The team is doing great. We had a strong quarter. Everyone is valued here. These sentences sound like communication. They are not. They are the verbal equivalent of wallpaper. Nobody feels seen by a sentence addressed to everyone. Engagement is personal, so the communication that builds it must also be personal. A manager who cannot tell each of their direct reports exactly what that individual contributes and why it matters has not done the foundational work of leadership communication. The second failure is directional. Engaged employees know where they are headed. They understand how today's work connects to next year's goal. Disengaged employees are just filling hours. The difference comes down almost entirely to whether their manager has ever sat across from them and drawn that line clearly. Not in a performance review template. Not in a slide deck. In plain language, spoken directly, with a real answer ready when the employee asks, "So what does that mean for me?" The third failure is frequency. Leaders treat meaning-making as a one-time event, something covered in onboarding or the annual review. But engagement erodes daily. It needs maintenance daily. The managers who hold teams together are the ones who check in, not to monitor progress, but to reconnect the person to the purpose. Short, consistent, specific, that is the formula. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes one-on-one conversations gives you a framework for turning routine check-ins into the kind of exchanges that actually build trust and commitment. Most managers think they are communicating. That chapter shows you the gap between talking at someone and genuinely reaching them. The takeaway. Before your next one-on-one with a direct report, write down one sentence that completes this. The specific reason your work matters to this team right now is if you cannot finish that sentence clearly, you're not ready for the meeting. Go find the answer first, then have the conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.